Hi, it's Guy Raz with the TED Radio Hour, and here's a preview of what we're working on for the show next week. It's all about giving and the innovative ways that people think about charity. We've got stories and TED Talks from Ron Finley and Urban Gardner, the musician Amanda Palmer, and even a volunteer firefighter named Mark Bezos.
Here it was, the middle of the night. The other volunteer who had arrived just before me, let's call him Lex Luthor, got to the captain first and was asked to go inside and save the homeowner's dog. The dog! Oh, I was stunned with jealousy. Here was some lawyer or money manager who for the rest of his life gets to tell people that he went into a burning building to save a living creature. Well, I was next. The captain waved me over, said, Bezos, I need you to go into the house. I need you to go upstairs, past the fire, and I need you to get this woman a pair of shoes.
I live in a food desert, South Central Los Angeles, home of the drive-through and the drive-by. Funny thing is, the drive-throughs are killing more people than the drive-by. So what I did, I planted a food forest in front of my house. Fruit trees, you know, the whole nine, for vegetables. I remember this time, there was this mother and a daughter came, it was like 10:30 at night, and they were in my yard. And I came out and they looked so ashamed. You know, and I saw, I'm like, man, it made me feel bad that they were there. And I told them, you don't have to do this like this. This is on the street for a reason. It made me feel ashamed to see people that was this close to me that was hungry. And this only reinforced why I do this. And people ask me, Finn, aren't you afraid people are going to steal your food? And I'm like, hell no, I ain't afraid they're going to steal it. That's why it's on the street. That's the whole idea. I want them to take it, but in the same time, I want them to take back their health.
My crew once pulled our van up to a really poor Miami neighborhood, and we found out that our couch surfing host for the night was an 18-year-old girl still living at home, and her family were all undocumented immigrants from Honduras. And that night, her whole family took the couches, and she slept together with her mom so that we could take their beds. And I lay there thinking, these people have so little. Is this fair? And in the morning, her mom taught us how to try to make tortillas and wanted to give me a Bible. And she took me aside and she said to me in her broken English, your music has helped my daughter so much. Thank you for staying here. We're all so grateful. And I thought, this is fair.
That's from Amanda Palmer's TED Talk on how giving and even asking can change the music industry forever. That's all on the next episode of the TED Radio Hour, available May 17th, next Friday, from NPR.